In today's podcast, we are challenged to believe God in ways that are beyond unfamiliar. Hey there. Welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, I remember a roommate that I had during my college years who was always telling us some of the most fantastic stories. The problem was, he was real big on embellishing, and I'm being a little generous with that description. It would be so hard to know if he was telling us something that was even true or not. The consequences of that meant that I basically stopped listening to a word that he would say and started considering whether or not that I could even depend on him at all. Now, what if the way that I experienced my roommate is the way that some are experiencing God? They've been told to trust God and they still lost their baby. They've been told to believe God and they still lost their job. They've been told that God is a healer and they still live in pain. They've been told to lean on God and yet they feel like they are falling down further and further. Experiencing life on this fallen planet makes it so that the realities of life always seem to be crafting a competing narrative to the love and faithfulness of God. At least if you stay focused on one chapter at a time. In Luke 1 today, Zechariah in his old age is given a promise from God about his barren wife's future child. But what goes through Zechariah's mind is all of his previous experience here on this fading world, right? People his age don't have babies. Those are just the facts, right? I mean, how in the world are he and Elizabeth supposed to have a baby now? Like, how in the world is the right question, right? But that's also the problem. The path for the result is neither here nor there. The point is not how, but who. The answer to how in the world is actually who in the heavens, God. Zechariah, in his vast experience, spent more time rehearsing godless equations than the holy order of operations, let's say. His math that he had practiced over and over in his head from experience was old man plus old woman equals no baby. Like, that was just the way math worked in that. But the holy order of operations says God times your old paradigm, that's your old way of thinking, equals anything that he says it will be. Maybe that's why God says that we need the faith of a child, right? They've spent less time rehearsing the old formulas. Maybe that's why Mary had an easier time believing a very similar fantastic proclamation of an unexpected baby in her womb. I mean, in her youth, she had enough audacity to believe in the possibility of a new equation. When Zechariah responded to the man of God with doubt, God silenced him. It was as if God was saying, "You're done rehearsing those old lines. And until you learn the new script, you don't get to speak." What is the story that you've been rehearsing? Is it one that borrows the godless equations of the world and that only believes what we can see and hear? Is it one that only echoes the pain of our past and the problems of our present? Maybe today is a good day for you and I to look for a new script. Maybe right now God is calling us even to silence the doubters. Like that voice that, whether it's yours or another, so that you can unlearn the broken lines of a story you decided not to let God finish writing. Let us be like Mary, of whom it was said, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. For nothing will be impossible with God." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of Luke today that remind us that there's multiplicity of ways that we can respond to you, the amazing author of our stories. We can respond like Zechariah in doubt, or like Mary in faith. Lord God, and we just ask that you would empower us today to have the faith like Mary, to have a desire right now to exchange the script, to throw away the old script that we've been rehearsing, to throw away the formulas that we had memorized of old, and to receive your holy order of operations, to receive your new script, to receive the faith that there can be a new way. Lord, we want to believe today. Would you empower us to do so? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on the Five by the Fire podcast. I hope today, if nothing else, you've decided to examine the story that you've been rehearsing. And I believe that if you do that, you will recognize whether it is one written by God or one that you took the pen and started believing what the world's telling you. So I think if we can do that work together, you guys, we will be amazed at the power of the Lord that we walk in. And that's what I believe God wants us to do. So let's be about it today. Hey, if you're listening on the podcast, check out fivebythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Make sure you share this with some friends. If you're watching, make a comment there. Like it, subscribe, do all the business, you know. But I just want you guys to keep walking in power and faith today, all right? Be blessed and be a blessing. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Peace.